to kick off. This party looks whack. Let's take it back to straight hip-hop and start it from scratch. I'm about to bloody this...
Now on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and Spreaker, we present the one and only Breakdown Sports Show. The best run sports talk show in the Carolinas on the interwebs. With your host, the never intimidated or duplicated Big Shot Bob.
I liked what I saw from Cam.
And the man at the top of the summit, the man bringing it home, Rocky.
Lorenzo Cain to teach Cam Newton how to slide.
The show starts now.
Welcome, welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, it's Cinco de Mayo. That was that great music that you'll hear at the end of the show. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me once again today is Big Shot.
What's happening?
And of course, we got Mr. No Days Off. He's got a day off finally.
And Mr. Day Off now.
That's right, man. We got some great things to talk about. We got our dummies of the week. We got two words for you. We got Sunshine Players of the Week, and we're going to actually talk about Kentucky Derby is this weekend. A race. There's a race in Kansas. And, of course, we'll say Bon Voyage. So, first and foremost, let's get into it. Let's get into Dummies of the Week, actually, first. And because I've got some of those. Do you have any today for the show?
Purple shirt guy. Purple shirt man.
Oh, wait, don't tell all of them yet. Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Who's there? It's the Breakdown. Dummy of the Week.
I forgot. I got to wait for the knock.
Yeah,
Dummy
Sarah had to play it for you.
Way to go, Zeke. You're premature on that.
I didn't exploit the hole. I didn't let my blocks develop, and I passed out.
And all of these are on our Facebook page. If you have a Dummy of the Week or a bonehead, whatever, send it to BSS Carolinas. And we'll share. And we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting.
Right.
Do you have any? Era. Michael Deason, purple shirt guy, sit your ass down. He said he won't be renewing his seats because of the expense and the travel.
Good for him.
But we all know fan is short for fanatic, but
sit your butt at home.
Sit your ass down somewhere.
You got any other ones?
He's Charlotte Spike Lee, purple shirt guy.
You saw on the Gone Fishing clip on TNT, they had purple shirt guy in the back of the boat.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to look that up.
Yeah,
I didn't watch it.
He was on the clip.
Since I can actually bring up hockey, come on, Garrett Cole had be a Pittsburgh pitcher, was told he had to calm down at the game the other night.
At the hockey game?
Yeah. Decked out in his Penguins gear, being a little too aggressive against the Capitals.
Being
stupid
rowdy.
Penguins fans. I don't care if you are Garrett Cole, you're stupid because you're a Penguins fan.
Hey, I just want you to beat the Caps. I'll be all right.
Don't ever put your money on the Washington Capitals to win anything. They're great in the regular season.
Is that all you got?
Stupid turtle. It is. The Capitals, man, are going to go all out.
Don't believe in the Caps. I've got a couple. Lamry Tunzel, look, just delete the photo. But more dummy is your people you are with. All right? The whole situation was just sad. This is an NFL draft, and we're talking about this guy sitting here – in a gas mask smoking pot.
He's still going to make a ton of money.
Yeah.
And he has the raw talent to be a stud left tackle.
No, he does.
For 10 years.
Yeah. But now you got to be on your best behavior because Roger Goodell is going to be looking for something.
If you smoke
anything,
weed, just don't have them videotape you smoking weed.
Yeah.
And you know when the drug test is coming. They tell you when they are going to be testing you for weed.
I was listening to somebody on the show, on one of the sports shows the other day. You know when all the drug tests are coming, it's planned out. Don't be Josh Gordon.
Justin Blackman, how the hell did y'all keep failing drug tests? I don't know.
Well, I've got a couple. Zeke Elliott, look, man, I love you, but the outfit you was wearing – I know I could. I'm going to actually wear it on the show. I'm going to buy a jersey, and that's the first time. When I wear his jersey, I'm going to wear it the same way.
You're going to cut
be
it off?
Be prepared.
I won't
no,
be
I'm
here.
Fold it up.
I won't be here for that.
But, yeah, Jeffrey told me I couldn't wear it on his show like that. Officials for the Thunder and Spurs game, too. I want to save it. I'll save that one. Ted Cruz accidentally elbows his wife after a concession speech. Way to go out, buddy. Dodgers Puig. And others paint Tampa's mascot as Gonzalez. Listen, Puig, Get on the field and worry about what happens on the field. Don't worry about the mascot.
Yasiel Puig ain't done crap in 3 years.
High school player, baseball player, Comley allows pitch to hit him in the head. All right, dude. I'm not going to stand there and let a pitch hit me in the head. Hey. Not doing it.
Hey, best of your ability, man. Get you on base.
Get on base. You know you can't swing a bat worth the crap. Get on base.
Softball team loses championship while celebrating assumed win. You seen it?
Yeah.
Go to our Facebook page. Watch all of these. 14-foot Wario statue found after it was stolen from a billboard. Who steals a 14-foot statue?
Somebody would not crap else better to do.
Right.
Dana Kilpatrick, she wrecked – I said Brad, but it wasn't Brad she wrecked this weekend.
She wrecked Matt Kenseth.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you got to more specifically. You said Dana Kilpatrick wrecks.
It was like eight laps to go. I'm watching. I'm like
– waste of a time.
She's going to wreck somebody. She's going to wreck. This is Dana Kilpatrick. She never goes a whole race without wrecking.
Can we please get her out of NASCAR?
No, because she's
no, fun. Because she brings wrecks. Money. That's the only reason why
she doesn't ride for GoDaddy. It was one wreck she was involved in where her car didn't even get touched, but she's on the bottom of the TV screen sliding in the grass, involved in the wreck, even though her car didn't get touched by anything.
Hey, she brings $20 million to that team, so I mean,
and rough. Then she just blows up Matt Kenseth, just absolutely slammed right into him. Kenseth had a fast car too at Talladega,
and
had a chance,
just that blew his chance. Then we had the Cincinnati Reds bullpen allowed a run on Tuesday for the 21st straight game, which set a new record for Major League Baseball. 21 straight games your bullpen allows a run.
Because we're talking about the Cincinnati Reds.
We're not talking about the Phillies. We ain't talking about the Braves. We're talking about the Reds.
Can we have a special dummies of the week just for the every single Braves player? Because they
except Freddie Freeman.
No, because he's affiliated with the team. They're just the worst right now.
I know. Hey, they beat us twice.
But it's a good thing. It's a really good thing they got that new stadium opening up next year.
Well, you got Freddie Freeman.
They need to get some free agents.
Well, they got nobody else.
Yeah, I know. Trolley turns James Harden beer into chewy treat. If you haven't seen, there's a new James Harden candy that's out. It's the beard.
Is there no defense on there, too?
Yeah, it's no defense.
It means the rapper just falls off as soon as you pick it up.
Yeah, as soon as you pick it up, the raptor. Yeah, that happens.
Then at one point in the Cubs-Pirates game on yesterday, May 4th, it read C-3PO.
Cubs-3-Pirates, zero.
C-3PO. Which is awesome.
Well, I mean, they must have just barely got that in because the Cubs are just killing it. I'm surprised it wasn't, 50-0.
Johnny Manziel, your mugshot, he turned himself in. Good for you. You get a permanent place on this dummy.
You might be the dummy of the year, Johnny College Pop Warner.
And then last but not least for my dummies, there's a high school football player that got arrested in Arizona for letting his hoo-hoo hang out in the team photo.
Oh, gosh.
He got arrested for that is team photo.
Why you got your Johnson out, boy? Put your stuff in your drawers.
Oh, come
he
on.
Exposed the top of his penis through the top.
Tim Richmond did it first.
Of his waistband uniform.
Tim Richmond did it first.
Did he?
Yeah. Team photo. That's the whole conspiracy. It was almost 30 years ago for the All-Star photo. He had his Johnson out right next to some guy's head. Everybody says it's his finger, but that's way too big to be a finger.
Man, come on. All right, well, let's move on to NHL. You ready for this one?
No, I'm not. Not at all.
All right. How is your bracket? How's our bracket Scotty?
Can I see that bracket for a second?
Absolutely.
Can I see my bracket for a second here?
That's not yours. That's your sports show bracket.
Yeah, I know.
Tell us how bad it looks.
Boy, I called the Blues winning, but no, Turtle had talked me into the Hawks.
Hey, I feel your pain. Somebody on this show did the
same
thing.
Still have the Sharks, still have the Sharks. Even though I picked them. Remember, I picked the Sharks winning.
We went with the non-hockey guys' picks for our bracket.
But, hey, it worked last year. It still might work this year.
Oh, gosh.
Capitals, I knew they were going to choke. I knew it, but.
I thought the Red Wings were going to make a run, man.
No, Chicago there was won no the way. Last there year. Was I no way Detroit the Red Wings were making a run this
year. They haven't made one since 1999.
I totally thought Tampa was going to blow up, but they. Okay, they proved me wrong, and the Rangers, they proved me wrong, too. I thought they were going to show up in the playoffs, so they didn't.
Now, it's not over. The only series that is close to being over right now is Pittsburgh leading 3-1 over
I haven't even
Washington,
kept
but
up with a lick of hockey. I've been watching UEFA. I watched Real Madrid beat Man City yesterday 1-0. The win.
You watch soccer, you ain't watch hockey.
I'm watching Euro football all day long, yes.
Man, who wants to see some overpaid actors?
Soccer really?
Soccer players. Right. They're worse than LeBron James. Oh, my leg is broken. My leg is broken. Just kidding.
You got Pittsburgh's leading 3-1. Tampa Bay's leading Islanders 2-1. St. Louis leads Dallas 2-1. And San Jose leads Nashville 2-1. Right now, our brackets look blown up because if Dallas gets beat, we're done anyway.
Who's going
to
win? Caps
get beat, we're done. We'll have to break it down. We'll have to look at the games.
Yeah, we're going to have to really break it down.
We'll have to look at the games.
This is going to come down to the first round.
Yeah, the second round, which is crazy, but, hey, it happens. Is anybody wanting to change their picks for NHL Stanley Cup Finals right now?
I'm going with Tampa.
I originally thought it was going to be Blues Stars and the Blues possibly winning, but, you know, it just looks that way. Tyler Seguin's not back yet for the Stars, so it's going to be the Blues.
I'm taking the Lightning, man.
Really?
Going with the Lightning. Didn't they lose it last year? They lost to Chicago
last
year.
Yeah, they lost to Chicago.
I think they make amends this year.
Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh in the East.
Yeah, I'm going Pittsburgh. In the East. I'm going with Penguins.
They're playing
and
stupid good right now. They're just
they're going to go cold. Really good. They're going to go cold.
It's
going
to be Pittsburgh
and St.
Louis. I've
been thinking the whole thing, but, I mean, they blew the Rangers out. They're killing
Rangers
the Caps.
The Rangers have been a choke job since 94.
Actually, I'm going to go back. I'm going to Stars. It's going to be Penguins
You've
and
Dallas.
You've
been saying the Stars. We should have rolled
nah,
with the
Stars. Ain't going to make it. They're not going to make it. Sagan's not back yet.
I know. They might not be.
I'm taking the Lightning. I just like their sweaters, man. Their hockey sweaters are
just
fresh.
Just like me. All right. let's go into Sunshine Players of the Week or teams. Do you have any Players of the Week this week?
Can we bring Marty Brodeur back and get the New Jersey Devils back in it? That was a safe bet for me in the early 2000s. Who are we going with? I'm going with Brad Keselowski for surviving Talladega and pulling out a win over the weekend. Gennady Golovkin embarrassed somebody. Was he my guy last week?
I think so.
Well, he can get another
one. That's fine. You can get him 2 weeks.
Let me think. Who else I got? That's all I got this week, man.
Scott, you got any? Hockey, baseball, your Mets. What about your guy in Double-A or Triple-A that hit 2 homers the other day?
How about just the Mets, period, hitting home runs?
Yeah, I know. They broke
the franchise record for most home runs in a month, in the month of April.
Well, there you go. All right, there's your players of the week.
The whole damn team.
Go Mets.
For me, this Lace, what's the city and soccer team? Leicester City. Leicester City soccer team. 5,000-1 odds to win the Premier League. Won the Premier League in soccer.
Man.
This is like the Sixers winning the NBA title this season. Yeah. I mean, it's just insane.
Incredible, man. Incredible. Nobody had Leicester City doing anything. And their payroll is – they have the lowest payroll by far.
Yeah, and Jamie Noble or Jamie – something, not Jamie Noble, but Jamie actually led to – they had 25 goals. He had 25 goals this year. Last year, he had 2 all season.
I was getting ready to say, is that what he's doing nowadays?
Yeah.
I think he's on that. He's on the cream and the clear. I unknowingly put this in my body.
Wow. Bryce Harper, I'm going to give you cash money player of the week. He signs a massive 10-year deal re-up with Under Armour. Austin Rivers for game 6 performance. I could give him credit. He had 11 stitches but had 21 points.
His eye was shut.
It was shut, and he still scored 21. He kept him in the game. And then last but not least, a 100-year-old sprinter sets a world record.
What? 100 years old?
She's 100 years probably, old.
Probably runs faster than me. Not going to lie.
It's in Pennsylvania. So there you go.
I have to ask her for a head start. But like,
look at her, man. She owned the ball.
Yep, better shape than me.
Hey, I give her credit. 100 years old, still running strong. All right. NASCAR last week was Talladega. Brad Keselowski won. This week they're in Kansas. Who wins with us? Expert.
It's Kansas. Man, I'm going to say it's going to be a Gibbs car. It's probably going to be either Kyle Busch or Edwards because they're back to a track where just all that matters is the equipment. Restrictor plate tracks are just a crapshoot.
Do you have a name you want to throw out to win real fast?
I was going to say Kyle Busch. I'll take Kevin Harvick, though. Kevin Harvick's always got a shot to run good.
Can we take a pick on who's the first wreck? I got Danica.
Danica easy. For 200, sir.
That's easy. Austin Dillon. No, I'm just kidding.
No, Austin, he finished third in Talladega, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's been running good.
I'll say Austin
DEI
Dillon.
This year.
Restrictor plate racing. Yeah. That's all I got to say.
Just don't get caught up in one of those crashes.
Kentucky Derby. Will we see another Triple Crown winner this year? Kentucky Derby is on Saturday.
Nope.
No? No?
It's horse racing. Who cares?
It's not going to happen. Yeah, it's going to be tough to do it. All right. Wells Fargo Championships here in Charlotte this weekend. Who wins?
Anybody but Ricky Fowler.
Spieth. Is Spieth playing? Is Spieth down here?
I'm going to say if Zach Johnson's playing, that's my guy to win. Probably not.
I don't think Rory's down here either, is he?
No. So none it's like.
None of the good players are playing. Mm-mm. Is Webb Simpson playing? Let's say Webb Simpson.
If Zach Johnson's playing, I got Zach Johnson.
Is Zach playing?
I got Jason Day.
Is Jason Day playing?
I think so. Did we not go through the roster of who's playing?
No.
Probably not. No.
I don't care who wins Wells Fargo. Let's get to the U.S. Open, please.
All right. Next year, the PGA – do you know the PGA Championship's here next year?
Yeah.
Where at?
Coil Hollow.
Coil Hollow.
Really?
Yeah, next year.
Wow.
So,
all the majors coming. I might have to just go be a bartender out there for the weekend.
For a day.
Go make some tips.
All right. Let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that – we got two words for ya.
What's the two word? Oh, yeah, okay. I ain't going to complete that. Two words for Larry Tunsil situation.
Better friends. Find them.
Delete videos.
Denver, Colorado. Leicester City winning the Premier League 5,001 odds.
Soccer sucks.
Barclays rigged.
Lottery ticket. Civil War comes out tonight. Anybody excited? Two words.
Hells yeah.
Yeah.
Kill Iron Man.
No.
All right. No.
We're Team Iron Man.
Team Iron Man.
You Team Cap.
Team Cap, man. Camp WWE.
Freaking what? Awesome.
Yes, there's a new cartoon series on WWE Network.
And don't let your kids watch it.
Yes, yeah, TVMA for a reason.
Okay. Starring John Cena?
Starring everybody.
Baby John Cena.
It's more starring Ric Flair. Woo!
Charlotte's own, baby.
Bobby Woo.
Yeah.
Woo!
Two words for Camp WWE.
Go watch.
Funny as hell.
That's three words.
I know. I'm doing it. LeBron James is starring in Space Jam 2. Woo!
Not confirmed.
I thought it was. Because Justin Lin is directing. The guy from Fast and Furious.
Rather Murray.
Team Monstars.
Wait, did you see one of the things? There was a thing where he actually switched to the Monsters side.
Who doesn't want to be on the Monstar side? You see how big
after,
they are.
After much liberation, I'm going to take my talents
to the Monstar.
To the Mars. I'm going to say not as Kobe Bryant. I've rarely seen Kobe.
Why? Kobe ain't friendly.
Kentucky Derby.
big hats.
Horse racing. Who cares?
Waste all of right. time. Yeah. I'm going to use three for it.
Cavs break the record for most threes in a game.
J.R. Smith.
Damn, Atlanta.
Golden State. They'll break it next. Cubs and Pirates rivalry. In case you guys didn't see the Cubs and Pirates, the Cubs swept the Pirates. And once again, back and forth talking. Chon Rodriguez, who I've never seen play that's been any good, is talking crap. But the Cubs and Pirates rivalry. Two words. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Win a World Series first, and then you can have a rivalry. I know it's more than two words, but that's how I feel. One of y'all.
Not better than Giants and Dodgers, whatever. I know
and nowhere close to Yanks Sox.
Yeah. And last but not least, Mother's Day.
Love mine. Love you to death, Mom.
There's a chance to correct things for your sister, I'm just saying.
My mom deserves more than two words. I love you, Ma. You're awesome.
Well, he still didn't work his sister in. Hey, I love my mom.
She must
love
have been
all
a
you.
Horrible sister.
I'm telling you, man.
Woo, it's not my mom. If there's a Sister's Day, I'll say thanks, sis.
There is actually a sister's
Day. There's a natural
there's
sibling
a day,
day
for everything.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day to all the women out there. Thank you for all the single moms, everybody, all of you do. Thank you.
Can I give one more sunshine reward real quick? Sure. The Jordan Reed just signed a $50 million extension with the Washington racial slurs. Get paid, young man. Get paid. Ooh, they just tossing cheese. Where is all this cheese coming from, Washington?
I don't know.
Damn, Dan Snyder.
But I know where we're going. All right, you got any?
To this week's episodes of BSS Carolinas, thank you for tuning in. As always, we love you guys. And to Frank Vogel, the Pacers will not renew his contract, making him eligible to go coach somewhere else. Sorry, Frank.
I like to say bon voyage to the NL East because the Mets are just sailing away with the division.
Come they on, should,
six,
man.
Six straight series wins already.
Dude, it is amazing
Washington
how
Washington has no chance to catch them.
They're going to have to start picking their game up.
They're playing so much better than everybody else, and Walker is absolutely killing it. So
yeah, we're getting ready to say Daniel who? Who's that guy?
Daniel's
Murphy,
having
who?
Daniel Murphy's having a good season with the Nets, too, so you can't talk too much.
Yeah, he ain't having no 10 home runs or playing good defense because he sucks in the field.
The Nets are 19-8. They're right there.
Yeah. Beating. He ain't having a bad season, though, man. Y'all, it's a two-headed race, though, in the East. I got a couple. Pablo Sandoval out for the Red Sox for the year.
Not the panda, no.
That panda's
but that's,
gone.
That's a good thing for local restaurants around there because he's got a lot of free time on his hands.
To go spend some of more Boston's money to go eat Wahlburgers in Boston.
Justin Tuck goes on. He signs a one-day contract, retires as a Giant. Thank you, Justin. You was even though he's a Giant, you was a good Giant. Dodgers, Josh Raven.
Giant dummy.
Giant dummy. Josh Raven suspended 80 games for PEDs.
He unknowingly used it, man.
Yeah, whatever. A-Rod goes on the DL.
No, not A-Rod. Yep. This is farewell season.
This is your whole offense right here, isn't it? Oh, man, it'll be a long year for the Yankees. It's nice, isn't it? All right. Anything else, guys?
Always, sports is life.
Anything? You got a chance to correct tase your sister one more time.
Give your sister some more.
All right, sis. This ain't International Sister's Day, but
it's just
thanks to you, too.
Don't you take your nieces out?
Yeah.
No, she's a mother.
Yeah, but I'm the one taking them out and spending money on them.
Don't you
love you, too, sis. There you go. Right.
Everybody, have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day. We'll see you next week. And also next week, call us in at what number?
919-943-2044. Leave a message. We will get your comments on the air, man.
And you can catch us everywhere.
Side piece.
See y'all later.
And I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise.